Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
And Trist, can you believe that this is episode 76?
76.
You know what that means?
What that mean?
That means we are OGs.
OG.
OGs out here, right?
OGs. We are original OGs.
You know what the G stand for in OGs?
Gangsters.
Okay, I'm just making sure. It sounded like you kind of skipped the beat on that one.
Original gangsters. We're the original gangsters in this whole podcast thing of lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, if I was like jumping around on Twitter a couple days ago, and I realized that there are a lot of lifestyle podcasts out there now. I mean, there have always been.
Yeah.
And when we first started, there were still quite a few. But there are just so many. It's like a revolving door. In and out, in and out, in and out. And, you know, for us to have been doing this for now 3 years? Are we creeping up on 3 years or 4 years?
I don't even know.
You weren't listening.
You said 3 years. I was waving to our friends. Hey, guys.
I know. You're waving to everybody on Instagram. Instagram Live. What's up, everybody? Jump on over to the suite in YouTube. We'll be glad to have you. But I'm just saying, for the amount of years that we've been doing this, you know, people can actually go back through a nice, healthy catalog of episodes that we have. I'm pretty proud of that.
Finally, you know.
This was just a little hobby of ours, and it turned into something that, you know, we kind of need.
Yes, you know? Therapeutic.
It is therapeutic.
Therapeutic to get out there and tell about all your orgy stories. And
oh, boy. And we got some. We got some with your bad self. But again, thank you everybody for joining us live in the suite for episode 76. We appreciate the support. And before we get into all tonight's stuff, go ahead and knock out some of this housekeeping. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and follow us on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod. You can always email us at thesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com. And for all of my sweet talkers who would like to join us live in the suite, make sure you check us out on YouTube at Living the Sweet Life Podcast. And while you're there, hit the notification bell, hit subscribe, and you can be a sweet talker too. You know, you'll be able to get all the notifications of when we're going live and jump in the conversation and have a good time with us. We always appreciate that. And speaking of appreciation, We, especially Trist, we would really appreciate a couple of, what do they call it, reviews on iTunes?
Man, oh, yes.
That would be so nice.
That'd be great.
If a couple of sweet talkers just took a minute or two and jumped over there and dropped a couple of nice little lines for us, hit us with a little 5-star rating, that'd be dope.
That'd be so dope. So a sweet talker online says that they want us to come to Australia. This is the second proposition I've gotten today. First, it was Amsterdam. Oh. Someone sent a message earlier today. It was talking about Amsterdam. Oh. It's like, oh, we got to come out there and check it out. But it's like in the summertime, not not now. But
and
they
then Australia.
And then now it's Australia. Hi, Australia. How you doing?
What up? Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah, that's on our list too, though, to come to one day. It's on our list of places to go. We just haven't got there yet.
For sure, for sure. I'm down. Uh-oh, hello there. Sweet talking number one, checking in, saying, hey, sexy people, happy Black History Month. Oh, yeah. Happy Black History Month to you,
happy
beautiful.
Happy Black History Month to you. And Sweet Talker says Australia has great clubs, especially in Melbourne. You know, isn't that where you know, I was about by to the say.
By the by. If they don't live in Melbourne, I remember them going to the clubs out there.
Yes,
what is it? OSS, Our Secret Spot.
Yes, because I'm like, this sounds familiar to me. Like, yeah. I knew that from somewhere. Someone else says, hey, from Florida. See you at Hito. Hey, that's enough. I cannot wait. Speaking Do you see how pale I am right now?
Speaking of Hito in Florida, check us out. We'll be down in Hito for Casual Swinger Week, and that is the week of April 1st to the 8th. Mm-hmm. We'll be there. When are we going to be there, Trish?
We're coming the 3rd through the 8th. Yeah, so Monday to Saturday.
So we will see y'all there, Floridian Sweet Talker.
Yes, we will see you there. So don't be shy. Come and say hello.
Where else were we?
Where else were we going?
Let's run that back. Where else are we going to be?
We're also going to be in Oregon, in Portland, and like for Fantasy Portland. That's going to be in May. So it's the end of May. It's going to be the 19th through the 22nd.
Yep.
So it's a Friday. The event itself is Friday to Monday. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that, hanging out with some friends we haven't gotten to hang out with yet. So I'm looking forward to it. And I've never been to Portland.
Yeah.
So, and the club. I was really excited about seeing this club that they're going to have up there, too.
Club Privada.
Yep.
Yeah, man. We have a full slate of activities.
Yep.
Shibari classes, twerk classes.
Twerk.
Ooh, yoni and lingam massages. Man, I really can't wait to just put my hands on you. I mean, we haven't done a massage class like that since, since Desire. Right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, when Room 77.
Yeah,
that was
that's
the last
right.
time we did it. Yep.
And that was fun. That was sexy.
That was a lot of fun.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. And this is going to be a full hotel takeover.
No.
It's not?
Wait. Oh, yes. Portland. Yes. Sorry. I was thinking April. Yes.
Oh, you got me messed up.
Portland is going to be a full takeover. It's going to be really, really dope. And they always do really good events. The hotels are really nice. So, I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. Hosted by Libertine Events, a.k.a. Podcastapalooza.
And I believe they have a few rooms still left. You may want to check out the site, but I believe they have a couple of rooms that they still have left.
Last I saw, we were at 90%.
Yes.
Let's go.
That nets 10%.
So, yeah, check out the link in our bio on Instagram, folks. It might be on Twitter also. But, yeah, check out the link in our bio and let them know the Sweet Life sent you. All right. I think that's all we got for housekeeping, right?
Yes. And, guys, I'm going to let you go on IG because I actually have to work. Got to do my job.
Get back over here.
All right, guys. See you later on IG. If you want to jump into the live chat, just check out the link in the bio. All right. See you later.
All right. Now, before we get into all tonight's shenanigans and all the heavy discussion, I got to check in with the queen. So beautiful. How you feeling tonight?
You know, I'm feeling wise. Wiser, let's say that. I'm feeling wiser. It's just like I know my limits on most things now. It's like when you reach a certain age. Oh, because I just had a birthday, guys. So it's like you hit that other peak. You're like, oh, it's like one of those things just go off on top of your head. Now, I feel like I'm a little bit wiser in just knowing my limits and limits all around. Not just limits like in a lifestyle, just all around of being able to, you know, like say, okay, I've reached my limit in this, like, and be able to be okay with that decision. So I feel like I'm getting wiser in recognizing that a lot quicker these days. So that's how I'm kind of feeling. And, you know, today we are in casual clothes because we were out all day. So we are in our clothes, my favorite bands, one of them. Wearing their shirt. So that's kind of how we're dressed today.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? You want me to ask you?
That'd be nice.
I know. I mean, that's like a part of the script. I was going to get you to...
I was making sure you were done, to be honest.
I was done. I was admiring my shirt, and then I paused. But yes. How are you feeling?
Me? It kind of relates to how you're feeling, actually. I'm feeling very well balanced these days. Today... excuse me. Ooh, I'm all over the microphone today. Today we had a nice little vanilla trip down to a museum with some lifestyle friends, but we took our kids. It was chill.
Mm-hmm.
It was like representative of how we've been lately, which is like vanilla and lifestyle. Like we've been doing a really good job of balancing things ever since New Year's. We've kind of
I
wouldn't even say we slowed down. I just think we've been balanced. Like, we'll do like some vanilla stuff, hang out with the kids, make it priority too, and making vanilla friends and situations a priority as well. Mm-hmm. Baby showers and, you know, little in-home cookouts in the middle of the week, Taco Tuesdays,
fun
things like that. Making vanilla friends.
Yeah. We haven't had made like actual vanilla friends in a long time.
We really haven't.
So I'm like, straight laced.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, don't pull a titty out situation.
Yes.
Like,
we have not met.
We haven't done that in a while.
In a long time. So this is all new to us. We're pretty excited about it.
Pretty excited to have like neighbors that we can go kick it with.
Like regular people.
That's right. Regular people. So, yeah, so, but then on the other side, we've done some really raunchy shit too. So I think we're finding that really cool little sweet spot of, you know, that perfect harmony of yin and yang of naughty and vanilla, naughty and nice.
And also spending time with each other too.
Facts.
Yeah, because like, sometimes we get so caught up and we're running to this event or running to somebody else's party and all of those things. Then we have to do things with our family and it's kind of like, oh. And then the weeks go by and we're like, oh, crap, we got to figure out time for ourselves. So we've been doing a lot, but we've been doing a really good job.
Yeah.
About making that balance between all of it. So it's been good.
Excuse me. Now we. What is up with my voice?
You going through puberty again.
Ha. Nah. Cute.
That's all that is. You want some of my water?
No, not yet. But no, speaking of like balance again, like as a matter of fact, we have a trip coming up in a couple of days where we're going to go visit some lifestyle friends, but on some vanilla shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're just going to go kick it. We're going to go hang out, see their part of town. We're going to Florida, go hang out, play some golf and
work.
Yeah, we're taking work with us and we're taking the kid with us and we're just going to hang out and just chill and just be away from home and get a little sunlight.
If I can get any lighter right now, it's ridiculous.
Here you go.
No, I need some sun. Seriously.
I'm not going to argue that, but.
You even said my feet are light.
I know, baby.
Everything.
You mentioned it on the last podcast. I must have really hurt your feelings.
It's really light.
Okay. I was about to call you your government, you see? Come on, man.
No. Okay, it's my last thing about it. It's like, you know, when you can't match up any of your makeup and you're trying to like mix all of this stuff together because you're like super outside of the realm of where you're supposed to be. That's kind of where I am right now. So,
you know what? It became crystal clear to me now. Thank you. You're the worst. Anywho.
No, it means that we haven't been out in the sun in a while.
I know, Trist. I know. We'll get there.
We're supposed to be on vacation by now. Okay.
Now that you got that off your chest.
I did.
My beautiful sweet talkers and my wonderful wife. Oh, look at that.
See?
Sweet talker number one. Come on, man.
Says that I feel your pain. See? Telling you.
My beautiful wife. My wonderful sweet talkers. Are y'all ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Thank y'all for hanging in there with us. And again, welcome back to episode 76 of Living the Sweet Life. Tonight, see, speaking of balance, right? I think I'm going to go with this theme for tonight.
Okay.
We like to make sure that we have a balanced show. Sometimes you're going to get that naughty shit, right? We just feel like telling stories. We're going to tie it into something. We're going to, you know, give you all the gory details, not gory, but all the naughty little saucy details of a sexual escapade. And sometimes we just have a topic. Tonight is a topic. Tonight we're going to have a conversation. Tonight we want to see how y'all feel about something because it's in our minds. It's on our hearts.
Yeah, every year we get older.
This specific topic. And that is, does your age help or hurt you in the lifestyle? So recently, as Trist mentioned a few minutes ago, she recently celebrated a birthday, and I have one right on the horizon. It's coming up, and, you know, Trist, what's special about these recent birthdays is that we've crossed a milestone,
mm-hmm.
right? We've hit another decade,
mm-hmm.
thankfully. We're in our 40s now.
Woo.
Woo.
Ooh-cha.
Tell my knees about it. Tell my knees how old I am. You know what I'm saying?
I still feel great. I still feel young.
And you look great.
Thank you, babe.
And you look young.
Thank you.
All of those things.
And I try.
But I wonder, you know, this makes us wonder, does it matter? You know, once we hit that 4-0, because let our kid tell it, we're old as shit.
Mm-hmm. We ancient. We got dust coming out. Yeah. Let her tell it.
You know what I'm saying?
The microphone's sounding glitchy.
Uh-oh.
How about now?
Now that we're in our 40s, and, you know, we got the youth, we got our youngins telling us that we're old and we're dusty and, you know, our legs and knees don't work. I mean, there's some truth to that.
Yep.
But we wonder if it matters when it comes to, like, the lifestyle. Are we looked at differently now? Now that we have that number, you know?
They don't know how old we are.
You don't. You don't until you ask.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what we're posing tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Trish, let's take a trip back in the Wayback Machine. How old were we when we first started?
We were in our 31.
We were 31.
We were 31, to be exact.
To be exact. We were 31 years old. Fresh out of our 20s.
Fresh out of it.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't tell us shit.
Couldn't tell us nothing. We was grown.
We were still running in marathons or Spartan races.
Grown.
Heavy. All right. I don't think we had done our first one. Yeah, but we were still considered little spry young chickens.
Yes.
So what about you, Sweet Talkers? How old were you when you first started? How many years have you been in this? I want to try to gauge that. So what? I did a little research, quick little search, and shout out to Swinger Help, swingerhelp.com. Those are our friends. They're awesome people. They did a really intensive survey. Sometime last year, I think it was. And my question was, what's the average age of people in the lifestyle? So they had, a bar graph on their site that showed, you know, the demographics, but the average, the highest or the most represented group was ages 40 to 49. Hmm. Of which we're right in that sweet spot.
We just made it.
We're right in that middle ground. Of, you know, the average swingers.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Let's see. What were some of the pros and cons of when we first got in of being in that younger demographic? How did the lifestyle look at us when we were in that younger, when we weren't in this average age group?
Yep. So we mentioned this a few podcasts well ago, though, but. We were young. We weren't married. Mm-hmm. We had just started back dating, so we weren't even dating that long again. And when we first decided to get into the lifestyles, couples that we were running into were married couples or had been together for a long time. So they would look at us and say
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you guys have been together. Y'all not married, and you've only been together for less than a year at that point. And they, some of people wouldn't even talk to us anymore, like really take us serious, because they said that we didn't have nothing to lose. We didn't have stake in the game.
Mm. Did you think that was something that was required of us being young? Like that people, like it was a requirement to be married or engaged?
I don't know if it was a requirement necessarily, but I think that with our relationship being so short,
uh-huh.
also, and on top of that, we weren't married. I think that was those two things to combine is what was the issue.
I had a question on that coming up. I think some of... Well, okay, so let me go back to my question. My original question was, what are some of the pros? What were some of the benefits of being younger? You know, skewing on that younger side of the demographic, right?
You basically had your pick of whatever you wanted to be. Whatever you wanted.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. I agree with that. Like my first one was we were kind of the fresh fish, right?
Yeah.
You was the new kid in school. Everybody kind of wanted to check you out and see what you had going on. You know what I'm saying? When you're brand new in there, people, you know, ooh, young little youngins. Let me teach these little tenderonis something.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I thought that could be looked at as like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like you said, on the other hand, it was like, oh, rookies. Do you look at people that way?
You know, I don't think I look at people as rookies or anything like that. Only time I look at anyone as a rookie when you do something stupid that just don't make sense. Like, uh-huh. What are you doing? Then I'm like, okay, are you new to this? Like, did you just come into this like recently or something? Right. But it has to be something they actually did, mm-hmm. that kind of was like, okay, look.
You don't get it yet.
Yeah, you don't get it, and that's right. Not how this works.
Paradise chimes in and says, ha, that didn't bother us, our age.
Oh, no, it did not.
Or being like newbies.
Right.
I think another pro was, I got it written down as, what's balance? Like, we were in.
Yes.
Like, once we were in, we couldn't be stopped.
No, we didn't have no balance. We was everywhere.
We're everywhere. It was like once a month that we had to go to the club. It was literally, once we got our first club membership, we just went every single month. Mm-hmm. Recovery times were quick. You know, we would party our asses off all night long and drive all the way the fuck back home.
Yep.
Didn't give a shit about it.
No.
You know, I think, you know, wisdom comes a little later after all that shit.
Yes. See, Paradise says that, even vets make rookie mistakes. True.
Facts.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do rape. Yeah. Yeah, they can.
Swing Talker number one says, true. Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what were some of the cons? You mentioned, and Sweet Talkers, please tell us also, what do you think some of the, what was the perception of young unmarried couples?
That we were just unreliable.
Flaky.
Yeah, uh-huh. You can be flaky. You know, and people's time is valuable. You don't want to waste people's time. And that's what they thought, you know, you could be doing.
You know what? I mean, that is true. Yeah. People thought that, you know, young couples could, they were like goldfish. Like their memory was quickly, you know, mm-hmm. moved to the next thing or moving off to the other thing. You know, they would change their minds. They would no show on dinners or ghost or whatever it is. That was a terrible perception. Has that ever happened to us? Or did we ever do that to anyone when we were a little bit younger?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have done that. But I do know I've heard stories mm-hmm. about that happening to people. I don't think that we've personally experienced done it. I don't think. Uh-huh. I mean, I think we have experienced people just trying to make plans and then they go ghost or something like that. And we just be like, after a couple of times of trying to make a plan, then we're like, all right, this not working. It's not that deep. And then we'll just move on. Summer Sweet Talker says that we choose to spend time with the people based on their actions and attitude, mm-hmm. not the number of years in.
Right.
That's just true because, I mean, the number of years in doesn't make you a great person to hang out with.
It doesn't mean you know what you're doing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because that goes into another topic I want to talk about later. But that goes into the thing we were saying yesterday is that these people continue to do kind of like a one trick pony, right? Mm-hmm. I've been doing this thing and this is how it works and and people have this reaction so it must work, but you could have been doing it wrong the whole entire time. Just nobody just told you you were.
Does age play a factor in that? Like a little young buck trying his little ABC tongue technique on your hoo-ha.
I guess so. It could work, yeah.
And if it works, you know, he says, oh, shit, I'll try this on the next chick.
That work
you know?
On everybody. Uh-huh. No, like, it doesn't work that way.
And next thing you know, he's 40 still doing that shit, right?
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, No Sweet Talker says, some folks think you're swinging. Oh, some
too
folks
soon in the relationship.
Too soon in the relationship, right.
How soon is too soon? That's a good question. That's a good part of this topic. Like, how soon is too soon in a relationship? Like, if you're unmarried, which we were, mm-hmm. We were in our 30s, right?
Mm-hmm. We were just over 31.
Yeah, right. We were just over 30. We had just started living together.
Yes.
And we come in into a lifestyle club and we explain this or we tell this to people.
Yeah, we do. But straight up,
some people could have had some reservations about that, right?
You know, and I was just thinking about a situation. We did have this one time, and I can't remember exactly when or how many years ago, but it was one time that it was a younger couple that you and I were speaking with, and that the conversation made me feel like they're not ready for this. Hmm. Like it was just felt like it was too soon.
For them?
Yes, it was too soon for them and you're not really ready for this.
Who are we to tell people that?
Like, but if the somebody... conversation, it just felt like when we're talking in the conversation, it did not feel like they were in a place that you're ready to have this type. Not with me. You can have it with other people.
So, right, okay.
But not with me.
All right. So who are we to determine that for someone else? That's my point. It's like, I can't tell you if you're ready or not. Like,
your relationship got to be solid.
For you. But true. if we're solid and they are not, kind of sounds like a you issue.
Yeah, but then that's drama.
Maybe. It depends on how you navigate your circle. Like if you can keep your circle, if you can disconnect from that nonsense, that's your issue. That's not our issue if y'all wasn't ready. Y'all told us y'all was ready and you messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. But I still think that that's on.
Just because they're young in the game?
No.
It's on us to determine that for them?
No, to determine it for myself that I don't want to be involved in this.
In any potential drama.
In any potential drama in this because it doesn't sound to me. In this conversation is what I'm saying.
So I think that's another thing that happens when you're dealing with a younger couple or a perception of a younger couple is that drama follows. Mm-hmm. And here's one that I had written down, that they're promiscuous and they're unsafe. If they're not married, you're assuming, or you could assume, some would assume that, you know, they're sleeping around. They're not committed to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're not committed to each other. So there's a potential of being unsafe.
Yeah.
What's the argument there? Is that true?
No.
We don't know that to be true,
I don't
right?
know that to be true. To right. say that you're being promiscuous or unsafe, I can't mm-hmm. say that to be true. My main thing is I don't want no drama at my footstep.
Exactly.
I don't, you know, and this, I don't think this pertains to, now that I'm thinking about it, it does not pertain to a younger couple. It would pertain to any couple that I'm having a conversation
exactly.
with. And I feel like
that's my point.
The ground right. is not sound in your relationship. Hmm. Like at the very base of it, I feel like it's a little shaky between your relationship mm-hmm. in general, that I'm seeing some red flags with that.
Uh-huh.
Then I don't want to be involved in that.
I think that's a personal preference, though.
That is a personal. That's just my
because
personal preference.
On Unicorn Diaries, I think I told you this. I listened to one of their episodes where, you know, they dabble in single men, right?
Uh-huh.
And they pulled in a single guy, and I think they went to dinner with him. I can't remember if it led to anything. I think they did. I think they might have partied with him, and, you know, they had their fun with him, right? And then one way or another, they found out that he was married or he had a girlfriend, and it was like, you know, I think it was like a confrontational phone call or an email. It was some kind of outing of this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all they did was like, well, sorry. Like, there's nothing we could do because he lied and he messed up your relationship. It didn't have anything to do with them.
I understand.
They only played off of what he told them.
But you can say that for any couple.
You can.
You play that. But
you
if
can.
I'm talking to you, and this mm-hmm. is before anything is going down, I'm talking to the both of you, and I feel like that there is just something not sound about your relationship and what you're saying, I'm out.
I got you. I'm just saying that's your preference.
Yes.
That's a personal preference because another couple
would be like, still, I'll hit it.
Some would.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Got it.
Exactly. They don't care about the drama because it ain't their drama. It's like, okay, yeah, y'all got an issue.
But y'all still have.
Bye.
I'm going to hit that.
Let's catch up on some of the sweet talkers. We got some activity going on here. Someone says, we still got to get you a name. We didn't do that. Another loyal sweet talker says, I agree. We don't care about age because people our age can do dumb things. Yep.
True.
100. Sweet talker number one says, younger unmarried couples can seem to not care about quality of the people they play with. Just a free for all.
True.
That's interesting. I think that's a mentality, too. I don't even know if it's like an age thing. Right. I'm sure there are a lot of like seasoned swingers or lifestylers out here who just don't give a fuck.
Nope.
They don't even care. And I wouldn't even I don't even know if I classify that as like swingers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think those are just like.
Just down fuck.
Just, yeah, DTF. You know? Let's see. She also says, I pay attention to emotional maturity, behavior, communication style, regardless of age. Facts.
Yeah.
Those are good. Sweet Talker responds, says, my partner and I were together 5 months, not married, and got into the lifestyle, but we were mature enough because we knew what we wanted out of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we were.
Yes.
And what was our clapback, I guess you could say, to anyone who kind of doubted us in our early stages of lifestyle?
Then you're not for me.
Yeah.
I don't got to prove to you that I'm okay with this. And
but that's not what we said in our pregame here.
Oh.
Remember what was our retort was?
Oh, was that? I know. Okay. So but it wasn't like because I was, we were saying it
that's
so
true.
That we could get around it.
But it was a just, part of the deal.
Yeah. So I think that what made part some people story. Comfortable was that, like, and I felt like we did kind of kept explaining it this way at the beginning. We were like, oh, we've only been together for like a year, let's say, or a little less than a year. And we're not married. However, mm-hmm. we've known each other since high school. And then some people would still be like, oh, okay. So y'all have, you know, some type of foundation. Y'all been together.
Yeah.
Y'all known each other for a long time, but y'all have only been together for this. Then it would be more discussion. But I think that if I just left the door at, or we just left the door at, hey, we're not married and we've only been together for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
It probably would have been an issue for a lot of people at
It probably wouldn't have went well. It was our defense mechanism. You know, without even realizing what it was, we were fighting a fight. You know, we were trying to portray ourselves as more stable.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
It was
That's
an insecurity that we had.
Yeah.
You know? It was a shared insecurity that, honestly, we never talked about until just now.
No, we only talked about it, like, earlier today.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that's what we were doing, actually. We were just trying to build ourselves up to have, you know, a better representation.
Of who we were.
Of who we were, uh-huh. so that it like, people didn't just disregard us because we've only been together less than a year and we weren't married and we were young.
Yep.
So that type of thing.
Yeah. So with all this being said, thinking about what a young couple could bring to the table, what is, like, your age limit cutoff or your age difference cutoff? You know what I'm saying? Like, would we date or hang out or play with anyone 10 years younger than us, 20 years younger than us?
I think that it's a little bit, we've talked, you and I spoke about this a little bit before. It is a...
Or older.
old, I don't really think I have, I don't know mm-hmm. about the older part. But younger, I think it's weird when it's someone our kid's age.
I knew you was going to say that. But the kid that's is just going to keep getting older.
I know, but no, but it's not that. Like, in that point, that's different. But when they're mm-hmm. in, like, 20, 21, I'm like, you know, some of our friends, they dibble and dabble with this little youngins that's, like, 20 and 21. I'm just not here for it.
I am.
I'm not.
Here for it.
Mm-mm.
Sign me up. I mean, look, if again, I'm in a position to say, like, who am I to judge? You know, if you feel like you got your shit together, young lady, and you want to hang out with us and, you know, we can kind of guide you along, maybe 21 is a little young. Maybe it's a little young, right?
Little
but
young.
I mean, that's grown. I mean, that's grown.
It's grown. I understand the age that it's grown, but no. Good.
Oh, like, I feel like a dirty old man.
I don't know. I'm good. We've spoke about this before.
You can get yourself a little jackrabbit, little young boy.
No.
Keep on going.
No. No. I'm good.
Oh,
now, as
man.
Far as older, you know, I've never really thought about it. It depends. Mm-hmm. You know, Captain America was really fit to be older. Do you remember the guy that we used to call Captain America? We when we went to Young Swingers. Few years ago, right?
Oh yeah, Slim.
The guy,
yeah. Slim right? was really fit.
He was so fit, and he was an older guy.
Was he older?
Yes, he was older, babe. We was in our 30s at that time, and he had to be almost like in his late 40s or something. Like, he was older.
Huh.
But he was. I mean,
okay.
He was fit, and he was. And he looked nice. Not just that he was fit. he looked good too.
Paradise. So, I'm sorry.
I don't know. what the age cutoff is, as long as you look great.
Paradise says, I don't care. I'm just hitting for the evening. That's what I'm saying, right? Drama only comes if you continue communication. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cut, bye-bye, you know?
True.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see. Paradise also says, we still see folks with drama that have been together and married for years.
Yeah.
Exactly. True. Exactly. It comes. It. What does age have to do with that?
That's why I don't play with them either. I keep my toys to myself.
Oh, man. Keep your toys to yourself. Yep. I like your toys, too.
Keep my toys to myself.
Let's see. Red and Ready says, hello, Red and Ready. As consensual non-monogamy becomes more mainstream, more young or new couples will be in this space.
That's true. Yeah.
If they already have an understanding of the rules, safety, respect, consent, they are welcome. That's it. That's all I want. That's all I want. Age doesn't really matter. Like, we can hang out. Oh, God, you're cutting off a whole generation of beautiful people.
I'm not smashing some 21-year-old man.
But I don't think you got anything to worry about. Like, the majority of, based on the statistics that we saw, and I would love to get Swinger Help on the show to maybe talk about some of these statistics, is that, you know, again, the majority, we're right in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, and then right behind us, I think it's the 50 to 59 group. And then right after them, it's the 30 to 39 group. So something like that. And I know some outliers were, I think they had a couple outliers who were all the way up in their
80s. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I haven't met a lot of 20-something-year-old people in the lifestyle. Mm-mm. Only a few here and there.
Yeah. And that's what we were when we first started. We were right on those outskirts. So
yes.
Do you think... let me see. Here's the question. Okay, so now that we're in this sweet spot, how do you think things will change? Do you think we're going to get more play partners or less? Do you think the potential play partners increases or decreases as you get older?
I mean, it seems like it keeps increasing for some reason.
I agree. Because, again, if you go to those statistics, the majority are right in our age bracket. You know what I'm saying?
Just keep me.
We got a lot more people to choose from. You know, but if you're looking, here's a little note that I put. Like, if you're in your 30s and you only want to play with people in their 30s, it's slim pickings.
Yeah.
You're going to have a tough time. You know, so you got to, like, open up to us. And I'm not just saying that for selfish reasons.
He like, open up to us.
No. I'm just saying, like, you do have to have an open mind. You know, you got to have an open mind when it comes to age.
I agree with that. You shouldn't be stuck on how old somebody actually
is. I agree.
It should be based on, like, the energy, you mm-hmm. know, like, do you vibe? And is there a vibe there? That type of thing like that. And are you attracted to the person? It doesn't need to be like, how old are you? And,
no.
And all of these things because.
Except for if you say somebody's 21.
I don't know.
That's bullshit.
I can look at you and tell if you're young. I don't need to know. You don't even need to tell me that part. Mm-hmm.
Damn it. You were supposed to keep talking so I could get back on track.
I'm so sorry. Let's see. Sweet Talker says that we don't look our age, so we wouldn't know.
There you go.
So you wouldn't know. We both still get carded.
Shout out to you.
Yes. Uh-huh. I didn't tell you the story. So the lady at Walmart, I was buying Sudafed. My allergies are like terrible right now. But I was buying Sudafed and she was like, oh, okay, do you have your ID? And I'm trying to hunt for this daggone ID. I'm like, lady, it's Sudafed.
Trying to buy some medicine. Right? That's
and then
job.
She's like, and she had to tell me, she was like, well, she's looking like squinting her eyes. She was like, Pull your mask down. Okay. And then she was like, oh, okay, you good. And I was like, yeah, I'm over 18, man. Like,
yeah, look by little ways.
Yes.
I know what I was going to say. When you were saying it really doesn't matter as long as they're good people. And
yes.
And for me, it was age didn't matter because it was someone that I could learn something from. That was the key. Really liked being in the lifestyle early and young and learning from older people. But we'll go get there, too. Here we go. What did we think of older couples when we first started?
You know, shout out to the people we met at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because we avoided a lot of
pitfalls.
Yeah. And we spoke about this before in previous episodes as well. We really did. And it was because we ran into not only older couples, we ran into the right older couples.
That's key.
Early on.
Yep.
That kind of gave us, they took their time, they introduced us to people, mm-hmm. they, you know, explained things to us, and they were in a very nice way. Like, I didn't even play with these people. Like,
no.
Like, and it was just in a very nice way. They took their time and really, like, explained things and made it, you know, a point to say, like, it's no pressure for you to do anything with us. There's mm-hmm. no pressure for this and that, but here's this net. And I appreciate that because yeah. without that, we would have ran into a lot more
trouble
yeah. along the way.
Drama.
And drama.
Yeah, we met a lot of people that embody these three aspects that were mentioned by Red and Reddy: safety, respect, and consent.
Yeah.
I mean, we really did. Like, we got kind of lucky.
We got really lucky early on. I mean, there wasn't podcasts and all of that to kind of like get you through. It's yeah. really just word of mouth if you met the right people mm-hmm. that kind of like explained it to you and how it was going to work and got us ready for like the resorts when we first started going to Desire. We went to Hedo, those types of things, giving us tips, you mm-hmm. know, how to handle those resorts and get ready for them. Because that was our first time. We had no idea. We were just going to the same club.
I know what I'm going to call her. Sweet Tea. Sweet Tea says, from our experience, we've had better experiences with younger couples because they have less insecurities, no drama. Everything just flowed with the date and sexy time.
Hey, I want to meet that young couple.
Yo.
I've not seen one.
So what do you think makes a young couple less insecure?
Just, she says she liked that.
Yeah, Sweet Tea. I like it.
I mean, you know, because young couple, they really don't have nothing to lose. They're not thinking
exactly.
too serious.
Exactly.
They're not taking it so serious is yeah. what I think.
Yeah.
That makes it different, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like, oh, we here to have a good time. You down, I'm down. Okay, cool. Let's go.
It. I
can that's
see,
how we kind of was.
I can see that benefit. Yeah, we yeah. was just hopping around, making friends, man.
Yeah.
I think, though, for us in the beginning, when we were younger, we were pretty nervous about doing things, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We had our misconceptions of the lifestyle in general, which we're going to talk about in another episode. But, you know, so we kind of took things slow.
Yes.
I don't think that was too off-putting for people.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Again, like I said, we'll get to that kind of stuff in another episode. Red and Ready says, I keep thinking people are going to be less interested as we get closer to 50, but it hasn't made a difference yet. Hell no!
I know.
Hell no, not
we
with y'all.
We think about it, too.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
No, crazy. Not with y'all and not with some other sexy friends that we know, man.
No. We're using... Okay, that's
right. You're going to say the same thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say we're using our friends as examples. I'm
yes.
like, if they can look that way
yes.
at that age, me too.
That's
like,
exactly what I was going to say.
I could do it too. Like, they still looking hot, me too. I can do it too.
Looking hot, getting action, all sorts of craziness. Like, we going to be just fine,
Trish. I was like, I'm going to be okay.
We're going to be just fine. Especially, like, Red and Reddy. They are beautiful people, man. And other friends that we're going to have
smoking
on.
Smoking hot.
I'm telling
and,
you.
Like, everybody. I'm like, mm.
Yeah, no, we're good. I think we're going
to
be good. I think something that we thought about for older couples as when we were first getting into the thing is that they got their shit together. That's what it seemed like,
seemed
right?
Like.
It seemed like older couples had their shit together. They was meeting and greeting and moving around the way they was moving and talking
the
to other people.
Social.
They just seemed so confident.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just if that's age or if it's just experience. Or just those personalities, you know?
I think it's just the personalities because we've seen a lot of those couples. They're not couples anymore. So
facts.
So it's just, I think it's personality
mm-hmm.
also.
It seems so wise. It seemed like, you know, and again, I think we just surrounded ourselves. We got lucky to meet people who did know what the hell they were talking about. And they were very mm-hmm. helpful and you know, paving the way for us.
Yes.
Letting us know the things to look out for.
And without wanting anything from us. Like, it was just like,
facts.
I'm just telling you this information, you know, do what you want with it and kind of that.
So thing. How do you pay it forward as we get older?
That's a good question.
Or do we? I'd like to take a couple of young couples and mentor.
I think you mentor now. Like, you mentor yeah. to all the wonderful listeners.
Sweet talkers.
Here
yeah.
That
yeah.
we talk about our show to and
true.
Kind of go through these, you know, sessions of mm-hmm. this is what we ran into. These are the things we do. So I think that this is kind of your pay it forward, right? Because you're doing a show where people are listening to your stories that you have, like, that have happened. These aren't made up things that, you know, these are actual experiences that we've been through, or kind of questions that we've posed for ourselves that we may have come up with and talked about in the car. And then we pose them to the,
to you,
yeah. right? And kind of get your opinions on them. And I think that this show is paying for it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's also when you meet people in person, it's not being a jerk. Like, when we meet people in person, I'm generally excited, like, talk to you about, you know, if you want to say, you know, I listen to your show. I really appreciate those things because we put the time out to do this, to pay it forward, to helping somebody else not maybe fall into some of the things that we went through, or maybe to just help in general, like with something that somebody else may be thinking.
Yeah. When it comes to like young couples or newbie couples, I think I wouldn't say they're one and the same, but I do like sharing insight and thoughts with newbies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With newbies, whether they be young or old, I do like sharing. I do enjoy like when people ask questions or how we feel about things and what do you think of this place or that place. I really enjoy giving feedback and input on stuff like that. Sweet Talker says, paying it forward is setting the example based off of
positive and negative experiences.
Younger people do listen. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I guess that's true, right? Like, just the way you move is paying it forward, setting that example. People are watching. You don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Because we were watching.
We were watching. And you know, like, again, I keep going back to the show, but I think that it's also, we don't never say things on our show that we don't actually do in person, like in life, like in our actual real life, right? So you want to also not make sure you're putting one example out on your show, but then you actually move a different way, like in a lifestyle, because you want to be able to show that person, like in person, if you were ever to meet us and we was just on a regular, let's kick it or setting, whatever the case, that you're not getting a whole different person that's presenting at that time or whatever the case, right? So you want to be consistent in that, I think, on the show and in person, when you're trying to close the deal or whatever, if it's just going out for drinks, you know, I think that that's important.
So in the lifestyle, then, is age simply a state of mind?
I think so.
Okay. Would you mind elaborating?
I was reading something else. You're supposed to
be checking in here.
Well, I can't help it popped up on the screen.
Is age a state of mind in the lifestyle? You're only as old as you feel.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think it is. I think, you know, we turned 40 last year. I don't feel it. Like, I still feel fine. Like, I feel fine. My body is great. Still, I'm like,
yeah, it is.
You know, I was like, when it starts having problems, then maybe. But right now, I'm still feeling great.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I don't feel like I'm staring down, you know, the back nine of life.
No,
just because I turned 40. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, well,
but like, I need to go hang up my swinger card.
Yeah,
time to go sit down.
Put the swinger bag away.
No.
Fuck no, no. I do. I agree. Like, I think it's just a state of mind, man. I think, you know, we got, again, using our friends as references, we got friends who are in their 50s or creeping up on 50 or, you know, whatever, who are still smoking hot and still just as active. And
they're my heroes.
You know, and fun and still getting it done, still hanging out at parties and clubs and doing their things,
man.
They
go out more than me.
And that's what, you know, I think that's just because of their mentality. But then I'm sure we all have those friends who are in their 50s and don't give a fuck. They're like wearing sweatpants everywhere and, you know, house slippers and, you know, just straight chilling and let themselves go
yet.
And don't give a shit. You know, they work and live around their children.
Yeah. Well, we know people not like that in that their 40s.
That's what I'm saying. Right, exactly. We know people like that who've kind of given up, but like who just take it as it is. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to be young. They don't want to hang out and do these crazy things. I'm not saying you got to be a swinger to be young. I'm just saying people who just say, yeah, I'm 40 now. I don't want to hang out. I want to go out to a club. I'm going to drink and chill right here.
I'm not there yet.
That ain't me.
Not yet.
I'm still down for adventure. I'm still down to, like, cause mischief and hang out and push boundaries and learn about, you know, push our sexual limits together and, you know, find out those little kinky quirks. I know we still got some out there, you know, that we're still trying to figure out. My favorite one right now is my goddamn electro zapper thing.
Oh, my gosh. So let me tell y'all.
That shit is.
Thank you to our friends. Mm-hmm. But he is in love with this electro wand.
I am.
Thank you, friends. You know
like
who you are.
To zap me, please.
He
zap
is
me.
All about it. He's like, just anybody that wants to zap me.
Yeah.
Just let me know. I'm here for the zaps. Mm-hmm.
But yes, let's see.
Let's see. Now Paradise. He's fantasizing about being zapped. All right, let's see.
Paradise. Oh, go ahead.
They better work around this wheelchair and get this.
And get this loving. Hell yeah, I wheel your sexy ass around.
Oh,
God damn
gosh.
It.
With the pasty on and everything. Uh-huh. Like, I got you. You still here?
God, drag your little oxygen tank.
Yeah, we roll it
back. Yeah, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Sweet Tea says, age is a state of mind. I am a kid at heart. And I adult when I have to.
Yes.
Motherfucking right. Yes. I'm going to get that tatted on my back.
She also says that we are going out every weekend.
Where the party at? Yes.
I know.
I wish we could.
I know. I wish too. Our adult child thinks that we go out all the time. Shit. She's just like, you know, why you guys won't sit down? I was like, well, I'm only in my 40s. I don't know exactly what you want me to do right now.
So how do you stay young? How do you stay quote unquote young? Mm. You know, again, keeping in mind that it's a state of mind, right?
It
How
is.
Do you maintain that? I think part of it is fitness, right? For me,
for you,
I know we agree on that. That's one thing that you and I agree on. We like to try to work out. We like to try to sweat every now and then, you know, and try to stay fit to feel like we can keep up, to keep busy.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's staying active, Sweet Tea's right. I think it's just staying active in general, whatever that looks like for you. Some people, it may be sailing a boat, whatever
that thing is
that you were doing to stay active, that's the thing that you should keep up doing.
Yeah.
Sweet Talker says that. With so much new information about food, exercise, and improved medicine, maintaining youth is doable.
Boom.
It is.
Uh-huh.
So many social media silver hairs.
Uh-huh. 50 plus that prove
that
they
can be
get
done.
It. That they can get it.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Yes.
Man, it's some badass grandmas out there.
Man, look, I think you was trying to get Hot Nana at one point, but I ain't going to put you out there, you know what I'm saying?
Hot Nana could get it.
He was like, Hot Nana could get all of this.
Hot Nana could get it.
He's like, Hot Nana.
She still could. I might text her, see how they doing.
Hey, Hot Nana.
Yeah, see you in desire.
She can get that.
She can definitely get it. Yeah, she could get it. Yeah, right? I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Hot Nana is somebody's grandma.
Right? She's somebody little grandma. She's cute. She had a little dimple. She had little hips. Shit, how that nigga get it? What you talking about? All of it. Take all of it. But yeah, what about like the way you dress? And this the homie right here too. I ain't gonna put him out there, but that's the homie right there. He's definitely a loyal Sweet Talker. Also says that, you know, food, exercise, improved medicine for sure. What about like your clothing? Like the way you dress.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to stay stylish? You know what I'm saying?
I just
stay
dress
stylish.
The
it make you
way
feel
that
good.
Makes me feel good.
Exactly. And the way that makes you feel, it projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That confidence projects. Makes you look a little bit more approachable.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm down
for intimidating.
I love being a good yoga pants and a sports bra, but that's not my everyday. That's not the everyday. That's not what's going to bring me to like my sexiness.
Nah, that's daycare drop off and pick up shit.
Yeah, but some people can find that hot.
I mean, I never complain when you're wearing them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So is there an age where you think we'll call it quits?
I'm not there yet. I don't know. We've talked about this before too. Like, is there an age that we think that where you call it quits for the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I don't know because, so I have to go based on, so my friends don't know that they're in like my my survey. I'm doing my research on them. Like, so as they get older, let me see when you tap out. Let me see how this works right. So that I can gauge on when I think it may be done. But mm-hmm. so far, they just keep going. So right. we don't have a way to understand that, like mm-mm. when it's going to be. And Hot Nana's still going to Desire. So
yeah, as far as we know, she might be dragging her oxygen mask down there by now. I don't care. Shit. Got little wheels on that bitch for a reason. We gonna move that thing.
Oh my goodness!
Hot Nana. Anyway, I'm only saying it because you laughing. I just keep going. You keep on laughing, so I keep going. So Ready Ready says, "Never listen to the articles that tell you what you can and can't wear after a certain age." Damn right.
Yeah.
Wear what you feel good in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, God, you know, it. As long as I can, I'm gonna wear. Saying?
Yeah, me too. You know, because I mean. Sometimes we men can run a risk of trying to look too young.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Hmm. I remember I had like a football hat backwards, and the kid, our oldest, was like, "What are you doing? You trying to look young?" I was like, "Well, I'm rocking a hat the way I want to rock the hat." But she judged me immediately.
Yeah, she judges us all the time. She's a little judgy. She tries to make us feel old.
She does. But then she wants to be you.
But then she wants to wear my clothes. So right. How does it work? I don't know.
That's crazy.
But I'm old.
So what does the lifestyle look like for us when we're in our 60s and 70s? We talked about this a little bit. What do you think is going to look like?
You were, and I agree with you actually, we're saying that you think that it may come to your circle being small. Like mm-hmm. it'll be your like. You'll become like kind of like what we were in COVID, right? Where uh-huh. you create your own bubble of
your little
people.
Bubble.
And y'all probably go to the clubs together, y'all go on vacations together, but that's kind of like y'all peoples.
Yeah. Kind of like
I've seen that on vacations, uh-huh. like with some of the older people, they'll have like that's their like crew, yep. right? That's how we met Hot Nana. But they uh-huh. have like a crew that they go at a certain time or whatever the yeah. case, and they all go. And
get
that's
naked.
What they do. And yep. they go get naked and,
yeah.
and that's it.
And I think that's what it'll be. I think it'll be like, you know, kicking it with the same like circle or having like a travel group, an older travel group. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get naked the same time every year or hitting up the new beaches and yeah. little new resorts and just kicking it. And when it comes to like playtime, I don't know if you're going to find, like, new play partners. I don't know. Maybe that's, an insecurity of mine.
You may find new play partners that's in that same boat. That's
yeah,
in
that
age.
Same age yeah. bracket. Right, right.
So I think it still be the same because yep. you're still lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them. So I know that they're out there, that
they
age
are.
Group.
They are. God so, damn it. And y'all going to have to look at my sagging balls with the... I've seen
them
at the beaches. Yeah, with the big giant metal cock ring. Yeah, I'm going to get one of them things,
here
too.
Here for it.
Yep, I'm here for all the old man ball jewelry.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be me. You think you're going to get your nipples pierced again by the time we get in our 60s?
No, I'm thinking no. That's no. That ship yeah. was done and
ship
sailed.
Ship
is
sailed.
Yes.
God damn it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm out. I'm out of that. But, yeah, I think the future looks bright, Trist.
And abs.
You know, Mr. Dependle want them abs. He gonna yes. have them abs until the day he goes under.
Like, got abs.
80 years old with at least abs. A 2-pack. Yeah.
Hey, we saw. Remember that older guy that we saw? Mm-hmm. The older guy that
it
was walking around with all them abs.
It can be done again.
Well, he had to be in his like 70s.
Yeah, as the Sweet Talker said here, I've seen many of silver hairs 50 plus that mm-hmm. prove they can get it. Yeah, for sure. We've seen old dudes.
And
the
women
the gym.
was after him because he had a yeah. big old cock.
He said cock.
He well, big dick, whatever it was, I was looking too because he did. And he was ripped. Yeah. He was an older guy.
Hey, look, life is good.
I was like,
life
dang.
Is good. That's called winning. Yep. Whew. Well, I think we took this one down, Trish. This was good.
I think we did a good job. I mean, we had some stories to tell. But yeah. we was like, you know, let's not give those stories yet.
Yeah, let's do a little topic. Yeah, we're going to get some friends in here. We're going to have them share their perspective on some play stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll make things very interesting.
Yes, because you never get to hear from the other side.
The other participants
yeah. about like what they thought and kind of what happened mm-hmm. and their perspective on how things kind mm-hmm. of went down.
Ooh.
So.
It's going to be some truth telling up in the suite.
Yes.
All right, then. Okay, wonderful Sweet Talkers. Thank y'all so much for joining. We really appreciate the participation. Again, y'all know this is y'all show. We just the conduit, right? We just y'all work through us. That's it, man. We appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate y'all jumping in here on a Sunday night. Can't wait to watch that show tonight. What's it called, babe? The Last of Us.
Yes.
If y'all haven't started watching that, yeah, I can't wait to catch it. So don't spoil it.
Yes, we're going to be back in 2 weeks. So we're going to be back on schedule. We're going to be back on schedule now so that we can talk to you and bring you guys the show.
I recommend that we don't even say that at the end of a show because what if something happens?
You
see what I'm saying? I know. But just say, we'll see y'all next time.
We'll see you guys next time. He thinks I'm jinxing it. All right.
All right, Sweet Talkers. Thank y'all again. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, guys. Bye.
Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.